Welcome to Youth Speaks Out, a show by, for, and about young people. It airs on the last Sunday of each month from 2 to 3 p.m. and is hosted by young people in Mendocino County. We want to create a place where young people can talk truthfully about important issues in our lives and have a dialogue with the community of listeners. Tonight's hosts are me, Patty, and...
James.
Danielle.
We all attend Laytonville High School. Tonight, our topic is MySpace a danger for teens? MySpace is a website that allows people to create a personal website without charge. It was created to help independent musicians promote their work, allowing the public to hear new music that wasn't distributed by major labels. As time went on, MySpace and other websites became an easy way to network with friends, sort of an evolved chat room with pictures and blogs. MySpace is an expansive social network that is global. It allows people to build a community of like-minded individuals, such as musicians, social activists, artists, and high school students. It allows people to find old friends and make new ones. Some schools, including our high school, have blocked access to MySpace on school computers. This has partly become some students would spend too much time there, and partly because there are dangers to young people. Many high schoolers have posted photos and stories about their drinking and sexual exploits, and many sexual predators have been combing through the listings, pretending that they too are in high school and would like to meet in private. MySpace posts guidelines for youth safety, especially pointing out the danger of giving out location information, last names, and phone numbers. But there have been many instances of predators finding their victims despite the warnings. Another problem is that anything posted on MySpace could be used against the poster in court. A 14-year-old in Sacramento was pulled from school in Sacramento for posting anti-Bush statements on her MySpace page. Employers often search the web when considering a potential employee, and anything on MySpace would be available to them. Postings on MySpace may make identity theft easier as well. So this afternoon, we want to discuss MySpace.com and other social networks on the internet. Are they safe for teenagers? Does the occasional harm outweigh the advantages of a system that allows young people to reach out and expand their range of friends and ideas? Should parents check out what their children are posting? Should teachers? We'll discuss these topics here in the studio for a while, then we'll ask you to join in on the phone. We're here at the Willett Studio, and our number will be 456-9991. We will encourage everyone to join in the discussion in about 20 minutes. Let's begin by talking about our experiences using the internet, especially social networking sites like MySpace.com. So Danielle, what exactly is MySpace?
Well, having never actually been on MySpace, I don't have any personal experience, but as I understand it, it's basically a site where you can go on and post pictures and information about yourself. It's got over 50 million members, which is an incredible amount of people on it. It's really easy to get onto. You have friend lists where you can keep people you don't know from connecting with you, or, you know, let people in who are weird names or something that are actually your friends. It's very interesting. One of the things that I thought was really interesting is that turns out MySpace started out as a place where bands could self-promote their music, which is a really good thing, because it's so expensive and so complicated to get in with a major record label. And if you're some indie artist, you know, you want to be able to get your music out there, and this is a really good way to do it. You know, you can have music videos, and you can let people who wouldn't otherwise know you be able to listen to your music and learn about your band. It's really interesting.
I know some of the history about it. You know, it started off really for musicians and artists to promote their work, and then I guess it just became so popular that, you know, everyone else wanted a MySpace portfolio, even though they weren't an artist. And so now over 50 million members. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I also don't have MySpace. But, James, do you?
I do have a MySpace, actually.
Could you please describe what it is, like what's actually on your MySpace page?
Well, MySpace is just a way that you can collect things that kind of represent who you are. Pictures of yourself or of your friends or whatever. And it's a good way to keep in touch with friends who may not live around you in the same county or state or whatever. Long-distance phone calls are expensive, but MySpace is free. So.
What is exactly does like your MySpace, like your MySpace page look like, or anyone's MySpace page?
Well, MySpace, mine is just a couple pictures of me and my friends, a background of just like some colors that I like or whatever. It can be anything. And then it's just a list of my friends, really, and a few videos that I thought were funny.
Right. I also know, like, because I've gone on, I've seen some people's MySpace pages, you know, like, you can list, you know, what who your favorite person is, you know, what your favorite song is, your favorite ice cream is, you know, intimate stuff like that. It's sort of like the place you go to establish, like, an identity, you know. It's sort of like the same with, you know, what clothes you wear, you know, how you do your hair or something like that. You know, it's like that way to establish, you know, who you are. So what's good about MySpace? What does MySpace do now, currently, you know, especially for youth?
Well, MySpace gives us a chance to keep in touch with all of our friends from all over the country and, in fact, all over the world. I have a friend who has members of her family who live in Germany as her friends on MySpace. So it's a good way to keep in touch, even if you can't call or whatever. You can always go on your MySpace and get a hold of all your friends.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I know numerous, you know, everyone I know, you know, talks to high school students that have graduated and, you know, people who, you know, moved away. So it definitely does keep in that, you know, that contact up.
That actually kind of makes me want to get a MySpace because, I moved away from Florida a while back, and I have a lot of friends that are there who probably have MySpace pages, and I'd love to go on and find them. So maybe I'll do that. That sounds pretty cool.
Also, you know, there was, like, this current death in the community, Laytonville community, and I know that a lot of people, he was a younger man, and a lot of people, the way they, you know, expressed their grief was to go on MySpace and, you know, and just, like, say, like, just, like, post things, like, memories or, you know, things that they loved about him, you know, on MySpace. So, like, I know, like, it sort of, like, helps in communication that way.
Yeah, I can see that. It's a good way to, you know, connect with people who may not be nearby, and you can still talk about things and remember things and, you know, discuss what you liked about a person or whatever.
And the network that MySpace has established is absolutely amazing, you know, like, I mean, like, it really is. It's just, like, so many people have friends from all over the country and internationally as well, and more than just friends, like, you know, you can go onto MySpace and, like, if you're interested in a certain thing, you know, you can go and, like, you know, if you're a political activist, you can go find people who are interested in that same thing, you know, go and find people and, you know, sort of connect up on that level.
Getting back to, you know, considering it dangerous, MySpace has a 14-year-old limit. You know, if you say your true age, you know, you can't go on there if you're under 14. How many people do you think, James, how many people do you think lie to get into MySpace?
I'm sure there are a lot of people who lie about what their age really is, but it seems to me a lot of people who are older lie about being younger rather than kids lying about being older to, like, hang out with a certain crowd. It seems more of older people trying to hang out with the younger crowd than anything else.
Well, I mean, I think it goes both ways for sure. Like, I mean, I personally know students who are in the sixth grade, you know, 10, 11 years old, who have MySpaces. You know, like, you know, once you hit that certain level, even if you aren't the proper age, you want to be, you know. So it's, you know, it's almost like going into, like, adulthood or something like that. You know, it shows that maturity.
But does it show maturity, or does it just show, you know, a wish to be more mature? I don't know what I'm trying to say. Does it actually make you look more mature? I mean,
it's a way for you to keep in contact with people, and most of the people on there seem to be older kids in high school and stuff like that. The younger middle school generation kind of wants to hang out with that group and be considered in the same age group as them, and they don't want to be just like the little kids or whatever.
Right. I mean, it's like it's a passing of, you know, age or whatever. You know, like, does driving a car make you look mature? No. Or smoking cigarettes or whatever. You know, it doesn't make you look mature, but, you know, it's related to that level of thinking. But basically, I think we've sort of started going into the discussion about, you know, the bad things about MySpace. So, I mean, like, the first thing, that automatically, I think, pops up in all of our minds when you think of, you know, your information out on the internet is predators. So how exactly, what exactly is going on with that currently?
The thing that I find mostly is that, like, people will try to apply to be your friend or whatever. Like, you'll go on MySpace, you'll have a new friend request, and it'll be a nickname that you don't know, or a picture of multiple people, and you won't know who it is. And sometimes you can tell very easily that it's spam mail, but some of them are can make them very confusing. And I know a lot of my friends have people on their MySpace who they definitely don't know in real life.
Yeah, I mean, I think that really pops up. You know, one of those things is, you know, MySpace definitely attracts people, especially, I mean, I think, like, today, me and Danielle are probably the two people at Laytonville High School that don't have a MySpace, you know? So everyone really has a MySpace, like, at least at our school. And I think it's pretty much, you know, across the country, you know, MySpace is, like, huge. And so, you know, and the postings that youth post, you know, it's not, you know, like, the artists and musicians. It's not really what they post. It's about, like, what we post. You know, it shows us, you know, at parties, you know, drinking, you know, it does tie into, like, what I was saying about being mature. You know, it shows that, you know, it's a way to show that, oh, we are mature. Oh, we drink. Oh, we party. Oh, we, you know, do that. And I'm not saying that that's all MySpace is. It's also, it has many, you know, that's just something some kids opt to do. But, I mean, I think that definitely attracts a certain level of predators to MySpace.
Something that's kind of going down a different path. What you were saying, Patty, earlier about the girl who was investigated because she made anti-Bush statements on her MySpace. And do you think that that's, you know, how much do you think freedom of speech enters into this picture? I mean, is it okay for people to say what they want on MySpace and for nobody to question that? Or should, you know, the government be looking at what we're saying? Should our parents be looking at what we're saying?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Well, what that girl said on her MySpace page is, like, Bush should die, or someone should kill Bush, something like that. So that automatically, no matter what is said, you know, that automatically brings in, you know, the CIA or whatever. You know, brings in certain triggers that sort of does hinder your freedom of speech to a little extent. You know, like, you know, that's like that crossing that fine line. And so, I mean, I'm not saying there's a difference between saying the president should die and saying I'm against what the president stands for. You know, there's that difference. And so, but I mean, I think if you post any information, whether it's your beliefs or anything on the internet, that allows for everyone who goes on the internet to look at it. You basically, you don't have any privacy on the internet. And so I think it's, people should be taught that, you know, like, that you don't have privacy. And so what you put on there is open for everyone to see.
Yeah, MySpace does have a privacy setting to where anyone trying to get onto your MySpace will just get your opening picture and a way to contact you, but other than that, they can't see anything else until you approve them as your friend. But not everyone sets their profile on private, and they think that no one is going to get in there to see it, and it's open for anyone who wants to see it is able to.
Aren't there, isn't there a way to go around that, though? Like, you know, if I was, like, one of your friends on your MySpace page, I could get to one of your friends through your page, correct?
You could get to them, but if they had their profile set on private, you would still have to be approved as their friend before you could see their profile.
Okay. Well, I think another, like, one of the issues, like, we sort of talked about and touched on was, you know, the whole issue, like, of what we actually put on the internet. You know, like, I think people, especially youth, aren't aware of how many people are viewing, you know, your MySpace page. You know, so, like, I mean, like, I know at our school, our teachers look at our MySpace pages, you know, parents look at MySpace pages. Anyone can look at your MySpace page, we target our pictures and our blogs and our MySpace pages at other youth, you know, to make us look cool, whether it's, you know, we show us doing illegal stuff or, you know, saying, you know, oh, you know, my favorite color is pink or whatever it is, you know, we target it towards youth. And so we don't think that adults are looking at it, but they are. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, it kind of makes sense. I mean, for instance, if you were applying for a job and, you know, you are going to be in a position where you're going to have a lot of influence over people or you're going to have a lot of responsibilities, you know, it kind of makes sense for your employer to, you know, go on MySpace and look and see what you have, look and see what kind of picture you put out there on MySpace. And, you know, maybe it shows insecurity or maybe these are things you really do or whatever. But, I mean, at the same time, you know, it's kind of a way to look cool or be someone other than who you really are. I mean, how reasonable is that? Shouldn't that be, you know, taken into consideration when you're looking at someone's MySpace, that this is probably not who they really are?
Well, that's what it sort of allows you to do, is create that false identity, you know, to be able to make you look like whatever you want to look like, whether it's true or not. Danielle, you actually just touched on, I think, one of the issues, like, I know I really wanted to bring up. Just the other week, I was actually at a conference where the president of Bank of America came and spoke. It was some youth conference thing. And he was telling us about what he looks for, you know, and what how, like, we should change, like, our actions. And he was saying, like, the first thing he does for future employees or people who are applying for jobs in his bank is, the first thing he does is he goes and he Googles their name on the internet. And then the second thing he does is he goes on onto MySpace and looks for their name. You know, and so, like, you know, he sees all the information that you don't say in the interview, you know, that maybe things that you know, would be, you know, highly detrimental to an interview or something like that, you know. And so he sees things that you aren't really highlighted with just, you know, one-on-one conversation.
One of the things that I've noticed, you know, having not been on MySpace, I don't know how many people, you know, do this, but there's a lot of these, you know, sexual predators and stuff. People keep talking about this in MySpace, and I think the thing that, you know, would bring people to, you know, see you as prey if they're that kind of a person would be, you know, a sexual pose or something on your MySpace.
Well, I mean, like, especially in regards to youth, like, the whole advertising industry in America, or really in the world, is targeted at youth. And, you know, if you look at that, it's all about sex, you know? And so, like, I mean, I think it's stupid to think that we aren't going to post sexy pictures up on the internet or anything, because that's what we've been taught to do, is to look sexy, you know? And so, you know, that's what, you know, everyone's telling us, you know, about. And so, like, I mean, all of our pictures are going to be of us, whether it might not be of us half naked, but it's going to, you know, where we think we look good, you know.
I always think of it as being in public. Like, anyone can see anything that you post on your MySpace page. So, Like, you shouldn't post anything that you're not comfortable with, even like a complete stranger seeing who just wanders upon your MySpace. Is
well, and also, like, you know, like, what happens if right now I post all this crazy things that I've done, you know, maybe, you know, like, something illegal I've done, if, you know, I've done drugs, or if I've, you know, like, a certain political statement or something like that on my MySpace page right now, you know, I'm angry or I'm whatever, you know, I posted now, I'm a kid, but, you know, 10 years down the line, I want to maybe run for, like, a political office or something like that, you know, like, MySpace provides a record for people to look at you and, like, you know, to look at what you have done in your history, you know, and so, like, even though I don't agree with what maybe I've done, you know, 10 years before, you know, that can really come back to haunt you later on. Also, I know that people, there's been a lot of problems with people getting in trouble because of what they post on their MySpace page. I was talking to someone who goes to UC Santa Barbara the other day, and she was saying that, the RAs in her dorms go on her to MySpace and look at everyone that is in the dorm to see if there's any underage drinking going on. And if there is, they go and bust the students and get them into trouble. You know, and so I think that, you know, like, there's definitely repercussions. I've also heard of, like, a court case where this woman was getting tried for, like, vehicular manslaughter or whatever. She had an accident drinking and driving, and you know, the family had said, oh, take it easy on her, we don't want this woman to, like, have to really go through a lot, you know, she's already killed someone. And then the judge said, okay, let me review this case in, like, 6 months, see how you do. And the woman was actually convicted because of, she had posted pictures after the court case of her going and drinking and partying on her MySpace page. And so it told the judge, like, oh, she hasn't really learned from this experience, you know. So, you know, what you post on your MySpace page really does impact how people treat you in your life and how you are seen as responsible or whatever.
Yeah. It always seems to get back to the person who you want to see it the absolute least. So that's why you should always protect yourself while you're on the internet, and always be safe and don't give away any personal information or anything that you wouldn't be comfortable with people seeing.
Yeah. There's a couple girls from high school who work at the Chevron in Laytonville, and I was talking to some of them, and they were saying how, you know, these guys, like, who do live in Laytonville, you know, come in and tell them comments based on what they've seen on their MySpace pages. You know, like, people they don't even know and that come in and say, oh, you know, that picture on your MySpace page makes you look really good or something like that, you know. And so, like, it definitely allows for people to see your MySpace page.
So going back to the thing with the RAs at the colleges looking at your MySpace, there was an instance somewhere in Central California, I think, with a highly religious school, like a Catholic girls' school or something, where the nuns went and found out about MySpace and looked at it, and almost every girl in the school had a MySpace page, and a lot of it was, you know, against the religion, but for whatever reason, they completely cut off MySpace. Do you guys think that's okay for, like, teachers and schools to cut off that link?
The only reason I would see it as a problem is because it may distract people, like, during school or whatever, so it might be okay to block it in school, but like, getting people in academic trouble, like suspensions or whatever, because of things that they have on their MySpace is, like, not okay.
Right. Well, I mean, the school is responsible for you while you are attending it. So, you know, if we go to a public school, you know, from 8 to 3:30 in the morning, or, you know, that school day, they are responsible for us. So, you know, if we are going to be exposed to, like, predators or MySpace or whatever, they might want to block it. Or, you know, like, at that instance, at that, the Catholic girls' private school, I believe it was a boarding school. And so they, probably for that same reason, they are responsible for the people, you know, under their control. So, you know, they don't want to probably cause any problems later on. So that's probably why they banned it. And I mean, I think that schools have that right to do that. I mean, not outside of school, but I mean, to protect people, yes. Do you think that parents have the right to go and say, to look at their kids' MySpace pages?
I don't know. It's like, it's kind of an invasion of privacy, but like, no more so than like just walking into your room when you're not home. It's like anything that's just lying around they can see and get you in trouble for. So I guess just don't have anything that will get you in too much trouble.
Right. It seems to me that the type of parents who would do that, you know, are helicopter parents, the kinds of parents who hover over you, and that bugs me. But at the same time, you know, it's a good thing to do if you're trying to, you know, like Patty was saying, if you're trying to protect the kids, you know, because if they put something on their MySpace that says where they live or what their phone number is or, you know, the next concert they're going to, you know, someone could find that and hurt them, and I think it's important for us to protect the kids from that, but I think that, you know, maybe parents are the wrong person to do it. I don't know.
I mean, I disagree with you in that way. Like, I mean, I think that there's a difference between a school and a parent, in that the school is just held legally responsible for you in a different way a parent is. Or, I mean, I don't know, like, the legal issues around that. But, I don't know, like, I think that the best way to protect your kids, like, if you're 14... I mean, I remember when I was 14, I was rebellious, and I, you know, I knew everything by then. You know, I knew what was right and what was wrong. And really what my parents had to say, I mean, I listened to it, but it wasn't like totally mind changing, you know? And so like by that point, I was doing what I wanted to do. And in that way, you know, like I thought what I, you know, I knew was right and I knew was wrong. And so, you know, whatever my parents, like the regulations they put on me, you know, really didn't change my point of view on things. And so, like, I mean, I think that it's the way you parent beforehand, you know, like tell them, you know, don't put, you know, your information, this is what could happen, you know, just educating your kids and then, you know, really hoping for the best, you know, because, I mean, I think that's really all the power that anyone has, like, but, like, by a certain point, you know, you sort of just have to let your kids go in that regard. So we're going to open the phone lines now. The number is 456-9991. Everyone is welcome to call, and we'd especially like to encourage the youth, their parents, and the concerned friends in the listening audience. Please call in if you have any questions or insights about websites like MySpace.com. Do you think the dangers outweigh the potential benefits of expanding the range of people we meet? Have you or your children used MySpace? And what were the results? If your children use the site, do you warn them of potential dangers? Do they realize what they post could be used against them? Should schools block access to the site? Are youth spending too much time on the internet? The phone number is 456-9991. When you call, please be ready to turn down your radio or we'll get a very confusing echo. The number is 456-9991. Please call in and be a part of this discussion. We'd really like to hear from you. So also on, you know, the same sort of topic, should the state be doing something against, you know, having predators on MySpace? You know, should there be laws enacted to stop people from, you know, sexual offenders or something like that from accessing MySpace?
Well, specifically sexual offenders, considering the broad definition that they have for sexual offenders now in this state, I mean, people who urinate in public are considered a sexual offender. You know, it's not just the people who go out and, you know, rape a kid or an 18-year-old having sex with a 17-year-old and it's consensual, you know, they're still considered a sexual offender. And it seems kind of wrong to keep these people from going on MySpace. I mean, they could be doing it to connect with friends they've had forever, but...
Yeah. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm calling because no one else was calling, and I was trying really hard not to call. But first of all, I want to say you're doing an absolutely fabulous job. And then I wanted to ask some questions. Do you know what ContelPro is?
No, I don't.
Well, it's something you might want to think about. ContelPro is an agency within the federal government that's used by the FBI and the CIA, and they do, listening in on the actions of activists that we don't all want. So I kind of wanted to ask the question of how do you feel about being so public and out there on the airwaves? I don't know this website. You're educating me very well, and I'm grateful for that. But what do you think is the result of people participating in this kind of website, and how out there you are in terms of being scanned by the various and assorted security measures of the federal government? And I'll hang up. Thank you.
I think that the government can get into your computer. It doesn't really matter what kind of websites you use to post blogs or anything like that. If you are doing something that the government finds suspicious and they want to investigate you, they can find you quite easily.
Yeah. I mean, like, there's, like, ways to find, you know, track every single move someone has done in their whole lives on the internet. You know, I think that, you know, like, MySpace is just another way to just, you know, make an identity to show, like, who you are, you know, express yourself in that way. And so, like, I mean, I don't think we're getting scammed into anything by the government, you know, giving up information or anything like that. I mean, I think MySpace was definitely, I think, started as, like, a very independent way to get to know people on a different level than, you know, like, chat rooms or email or whatever else you do. You know, it was definitely formed to, I don't know, just get to know people. And so, I mean, I don't see any harm in that part of it.
Even so, taking the last caller's position, you know, into perspective, do you think that, you know, having so many people on MySpace would make it easier to track people? I mean, people who don't otherwise go to chat rooms or have their own website or something, do you think it would make it easier for the government or whoever to track their doings and what they say and stuff?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's just like, it's a public thing. You know, public, you're putting your information out to the public where anyone can see it. So, of course, I do think the government would have an easier time tracking you instead of, you know, not having any information on you whatsoever. But, you know, I mean, you just have to be able to watch what you post on the internet, you know?
I know I'm a very politically active person, and you know, if I were to make a MySpace, which someday I might do, it would include a lot of that. It would include, you know, what I say and who I am and what I am for and against, politically and socially. And, you know, even if I don't actually do anything wrong, the government, you know, if they don't like it, they find something, you know, a keyword sets them off, they could still come after me. And I don't know, it seems kind of wrong for that to happen. What do you guys think about that?
Before I answer, I wanted to remind everyone that the number is 456-9991. I definitely don't think that it's wrong if you put information out to the public, I mean, it's sort of like, it's everyone has the right to go and look at whatever they want. You know, it's the same as, you know, putting your information in a newspaper or a book or something like that, you know. Is it wrong for the government to read, you know, a book talking about, you know, your insights and beliefs? No. And so, like, you know, it's just, yeah, it's another way. But, I mean, I think that you should expect to not have any privacy rights if you put information on the internet.
Yeah, I'm not sure how fair it is for the government or your parents or the teachers or whatever to look at your MySpace and find out information about you. But the fairness of it really has nothing to do with it. The fact is that it's a public thing, and anyone can get on your MySpace to check anything they want. So you just have to be careful and protect yourself.
I mean, like, I think people who say, you know, like, Bush should die or, you know, things like that. I mean, that girl really, I think, was too young to really realize the consequences for what she was saying. But, you know, to a certain extent, yeah, they're going to look at it. You know, it's the same way if, you know, we say bomb on the phone, they, you know, they start recording, you know, like, yeah, they're keying into keywords to see, you know, it's another way to find out more information, you know, find out if you're a terrorist or not, you know, something like that. Caller, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. You know, long before the internet.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
The espionage by the government has been going on. People that have been active in progressive politics have for decades accepted on a certain level that, okay, this is what I'm doing. And so my FBI file is getting fatter, and I got to watch what I say at meetings and who I trust. And I think that MySpace is just a way, you know, just another, an easier tool than the internet itself for people to go out there and get their information out. And, you know, if you're going to be a political person, you just accept this as reality. I think that most people that use MySpace are probably more concerned about the fact that, oh, oops, I might have blown it because, you know, I posted to MySpace that I sleep around, or I posted to MySpace that I get drunk a lot, and now I can't get that job I just applied for because they checked my space.
Right.
And I think that that's typical of, you know, I think that's more of a concern to people, or it should be a concern to people that have MySpace. And I think that, you know, if you're concerned about, you know, the police spying on you, well, don't limit it to your internet activity. You know, keep, you know, you got to live by example. If you're going to be an activist, you got to just try to be that squeaky clean and safe and say what you need to say and be careful about it, whether you're on MySpace or whether you're using the internet or whether you're using the phone or whatever.
Yeah. Thank you, caller. That caller actually had a really good point that we haven't really talked about that much, is the advertisements that really happen on MySpace. You know, it's more than just talking to people and saying, hey, what's up? I like football too, or whatever, you know, you say on MySpace. You know, but like, the classic example is just the other month when the movie 300 came out. You know, it was so the advertisements for that movie were totally all over MySpace. Everyone saw 300 like advertisements for it for like a month beforehand. You know, and so like that really got like the ratings for that movie up, you know. And so in other ways, you know, people can go and advertise, you know, their political view or their thoughts and ideas. And, you know, that caller was absolutely right. You know, like it does give people a way and a means to really put information out there, you know, in an easier way than just, you know, making a website on the internet.
Yeah, it's definitely a good way to get political views out there. In fact, top politicians are now getting MySpace pages. As John McCain, John Kerry, all have MySpace pages talking about like their political parties and who's running for president and things like this.
Yeah, exactly. It's like it's totally it's that next level, you know. Especially when you want to access, you know, the younger population, you know, to that extent, you know, it definitely, you know, is used for those means.
So, I guess it should be used as a tool, you know, if you're going to be a political activist or something, you know, should be used as a tool. Oh, I would like to remind everyone who wants to call in that our phone number here at the studio is 456-9991, and, we'd really love to hear from you, so call in and give us your opinion.
So I sort of wanted to go back to the question I sort of had about should the government be putting laws up against predators on MySpace?
Well, it seems to me like the government tries to keep an eye closer on those who do have felony records or past experiences in the justice system are watched much more closely than just everyday citizens. Felons' rights are restricted all the time. They can't vote, own a gun legally, things like that. So another way to track sex offenders would be through the internet, and it might actually help if it could convict some who really aren't changed or whatever. And if you really are reformed from your past ways, then you have really nothing to worry about.
Right. I mean, I think it would just to a certain extent be like a pointless law. You know, I think our government could focus on other issues rather than, you know, doing it. Like, I mean, there's another example is the city council in New York City put a ban on using the word nigger in the whole city. And, you know, and it was mainly to make a statement, not to really enforce the law, because, I mean, it's impossible to enforce that law. And so, I mean, to a certain extent, that would be the same thing on MySpace. Like, if the government came and, you know, put a law against predators, you know, so easy to get around it, it won't ever be enforced, you know. How would they check? Caller, you're on the air. Hello? If please call back.
Okay.
Oh.
Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks for the show. Good topic.
Caller, you're breaking up.
Is anybody out there?
Okay, so hopefully that caller will call back.
Yes.
But basically, I mean, I think that the government wouldn't really be doing that much in terms of laws. And if anyone out there has a MySpace site, how has it worked for you guys? We would really like to have some public input in that way. Caller, you're on the air. So I have a question. How do you guys feel about teachers and searching MySpace pages, looking at it?
I think it's kind of an invasion of privacy. It seems like they only want to find something that's going to get us in trouble. It's not like they're searching MySpace because they're concerned about us or like they want to make sure that we're being safe or whatever. They just want to search and find something that's going to get us in trouble and then bring it up later at an inappropriate time.
I mean, I agree. I think that like there's, you know, so much potential for teachers to find, or, you know, any sort of school employee to find out information that could, you know, be somewhat hazardous to someone's, you know, image or something like that. I mean, like, I know parents and teachers go onto MySpace and, like, you know, look for information like parties, you know, who's dating who, stuff like that, you know, and it's definitely out there. So do you guys think that MySpace and the internet is addicting?
Yeah. I know a lot of people, myself included, who, you know, every time they get a chance to go on the internet, they'll go and they'll do what they want, you know, no matter what somebody tells them, like if they're in class or something. But, you know, even at home, they'll just go on and they'll spend hours on it. And you know, you can go, I don't know, I think James mentioned it earlier, but you can go to MySpace and, you know, there's so many people on there, you can just go and look at all these different profiles and spend hours reading people's MySpaces.
Well, I mean, I think it's more than just MySpace, you know, it's like, it's the whole internet, you know, I think that people who don't have MySpace go on and look, get lost in, you know, the information or whatever the internet provides, you know, like people just, you know, surf the web for hours at a time. And I think it's, you know, it's addicting.
Yeah. I know my computer is on, all day, like pretty much every day. And if it isn't, connected to the internet and, someone in my house checking their MySpace page, we're downloading music, which, probably isn't too good. for the artists out there.
Once again, the number is 456-9991. So do you think that events like Virginia Tech could have been avoided if social networks like MySpace were completely monitored?
I'm not sure about avoided. I do know that I was on my MySpace Wednesday of the same week that the Virginia Tech incident happened, and an artist had put out a memorial song to people who had lost people at Virginia Tech, and he was letting anyone who was his friend on MySpace download the song for free. So it is a way for people to recognize events like that, but I'm not sure what it could be used to prevent such a tragedy from happening.
Well, I mean, like, you know, like, maybe, you know, going onto MySpace and looking at, you know, and trying to find, like, you know, like, the people that fit that sort of the, you know, the quotas for being, like, majorly disturbed in that way, you know, like, people who are maybe, like, suicidal or, you know, show signs, like, you know, if this kid would have been, like, if MySpace maybe would have monitored the kid that did the shooting, you know, they would have been able to see, hey, this kid has some problems, we need to go get him help, or something like that. Don't you think that could have helped, maybe stop some of that from, like, Virginia Tech or Columbine or whatever from happening? Or even, like, school violence in general, not even something so drastic.
I really think that MySpace being a place where people post so much personal information makes it a good place to focus in on that kind of thing. I sort of think it's wrong to, you know, go looking for suicidal kids. But at the same time, there was a... there was, what, after the thing at Virginia Tech, there was somebody who, a bunch of people came out and said, you know, oh, well, you know, we'd like to do that, and
right.
so maybe if that were on MySpace, it would be a good way to, you know, crack down on that and maybe prevent something, I don't know.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hi. Very interesting program. I spend quite a bit of time online myself. And I think that what they will be looking for, whether it's on MySpace or any kind of communications, is are you really talking about the truth of what's going on out there? Now, you mentioned a couple times the thing that happened at Virginia Tech. Well, what actually happened at Virginia Tech? I know one thing, that the police didn't do their job. They didn't close off the campus. And why didn't that happen? And then we have the unexplained 9/11 attacks and why the buildings crumbled the way they did. And all this is, you know, talked about on the internet. And the people that talk about those things are the people that are going to be targeted, because that's what they want to keep secret from us. They want to do the government wants to do their dirty work, blame it on somebody else, and get us all, first off, brainwashed to believe their story, and second, if we aren't brainwashed to believe their story, they want to pick us off and, you know, isolate us and keep us out of the debate.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's a very 1984 way to look at things, but maybe you've got a point. I mean, there's so many ways for the government to do something and then blame it on somebody else. I don't know how much this particular MySpace thing would help them to do that. I don't know how much the internet would influence that, but you've got a point.
Well, I just hope that when you are out there, you are spreading the truth about what is going on, and that is what helps us to deal with the criminal behavior of our government. So keep up the good work, y'all.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
I mean, I think MySpace definitely gives information to the government. I mean, I think it's a choppy point how much they really do look at us as individuals. But, so basically I wanted to sort of, like, before the show ends, maybe talk about how we can do MySpace safely, or and the internet safely in general. So what are some of the ways that we can, you know, be on the internet, give information on the internet, but still be safe?
One thing I would definitely say would be to keep your MySpace pages set on private if you have anything on there that you wouldn't feel comfortable with anyone who just wanted to search the internet scene. And when people do apply to be your friends, choose carefully. Like, a lot of spam, a lot of hackers try to get into people's MySpace. And so don't pick people to be your friend on MySpace who you're not really friends with in real life.
Right. And, like, just watch what you post on MySpace, you know? Just, like, you know, from pictures, you know, whether, you know, it might be cool to, like, go into the, you know, last weekend's party and show everyone, all your friends, oh, this is my MySpace thing. But, you know, that can definitely come back to haunt you. You know, like, whether if it attracts predators or job supervisors or whoever, you know, like, it can definitely have some detrimental mistakes in your life.
Yeah, and sort of going off of that, I think it's really important to let, you know, realize that anyone at all can look at your MySpace. I mean, like I was saying before, they could be surfing the net and just come up on your MySpace page for some reason and look at it. You know, I think it's really important to remember that. And like James was saying earlier, you know, not put anything out there that you wouldn't want, you know, everyone to know, including your worst enemy, you know.
And also key is watch out where you, what kind of locations you post, you know, on your MySpace page. Like, coming from Laytonville, it's such a small community. So when you say, oh, I go to Laytonville High School, it automatically just targets, like, this specific area. And so it's so easy to be able to find you from that. You know, if I say, oh, I work at Chevron and go to Laytonville High School, you know, we only have one gas station in town, so, you know, automatically, you know, that you're limited, you know, it's pretty easy to find me. You know, if they have a picture and know I work at Chevron in Laytonville, you know, you're able to be seen a lot easier. So, you know, just definitely watch what kind of information you do give out, you know, especially location, phone numbers, that kind of thing.
But at the same time, something that I thought was really interesting was that there's a lot of people who say they go to Laytonville High School who actually don't, or they did at one time. And so, you know, it's also sort of almost a falsity that you can give. So, you know, I don't know, maybe the thing to do would be to lie, you know, say you go to Sonoma High.
Yeah. And I guess sort of the last thing is, you know, think about what your brand name is. You know, your brand name being the image that you project. You know, like, I mean, it's just really, MySpace isn't private, it's public. So think about what you want the public to be seeing you as, you know, someone who's partying. You know, and your brand name goes from what's on your MySpace page to what your email address is. You know, if you have it like partygirl200 or something like that, you know, that's your brand name. That's what you're telling everyone. That's what you are. So, you know, thinking about, you know, what you're, how you portray yourself as a person is, I think, really important.
Yeah, and you know, it's the same no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing. I mean, it's very important to make sure that people don't mistake you for someone other than you are, you know, if that could be detrimental to you.
Yeah. And then, you know, don't go and meet anyone you meet from MySpace or from the internet. I mean, it's really easy to, you know, say, oh, yeah, I would never do that. But, you know, like, really, like, people, you know, who are on the internet, whether it's through MySpace or, you know, through chat rooms, through email, through wherever, you know, like, you know, the predators, you know, they make the habit of becoming close to you and then getting in, like, those
positions of power and control. And so, you know, you might think, oh, this person's trustworthy because, you know, they are close to you. You have developed a relationship with them. But, you know, it's always really sketchy, you know, if you go and meet people who you never have known, never have seen before, you know, because, you know, who knows if the picture on their MySpace page is them, you know, something like that.
Well, I'm afraid to say that's all for this month's edition of Youth Speaks Out. Your hosts tonight have been me, Danielle.
James.
Patty.
Thanks to our callers. One of the purposes of this show is to involve the community in dialogue, so your call-ins are important to us. We're happy to have been able to broadcast from the Willett studio. Youth Speaks Out is in need of funding. If you as an individual or organization can help sponsor this project, please contact the director, Dan Roberts. Dan may be reached by phone at 459-1760, by mail at P.O. Box 1162, Willits, California 95490, or through the website www.youthspeaksout.net. There you can find out more information about the project, get addresses for contacting us, get a copy of the show, and listen to many hours of previous programs and streaming audio. That's www.youthspeaksout.net. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KZYX. They are the views of those who express them. Our next show will be on the last Sunday of May. That's May 27th at 2 p.m. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next month.